News Radio KMAN in focus this morning. Dave Lewis in the studio with some folks from Pottawatomie County. Public Works Director Peter Clark. Got it right this time.
That's all right.
Stephen Metzger with Planning and Zoning. And County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, who's hiding behind my computer monitor. You don't need to see me anyway, do you, Commissioner?
No, and you don't need to see me.
Okay, all right. We all prefer it that way anyway. That's why we like radio, right? That's why we like radio.
Party at the end of the year.
It's News Radio.
This the planning and zoning side, you know, Stephen, you talked in the West Loop Shopping Center
about this and your comprehensive plan. What are your action steps from here out?
KMAN. Both plans. They're actually going to be here next week for a couple of steering committee meetings, which, again, the steering committee is the committee of citizens who sort of drives the plan forward and gives it some shape. So they're going to be meeting with both the neighborhood plan and the county plan steering committees next week. And then from there, we're going to be hosting a town hall meeting at some point toward the end of the year for the Blue Township area, as well as an open house for the county to sort of see what the close to finished product will be for the comprehensive plan countywide. So that's kind of the three big steps that we've got left to take, that are coming up next.
Yeah. Commissioner Pat Waxelman, this is a big undertaking for this comprehensive plan. And it really has, you know, it's a lot of forward thinking.
Well, there's been a number of plans that over the last 20 years that have, you know, been done out there. You've got the 24 corridor plan. It was done. And then there was an urban plan with the city of Manhattan that, you know, designated some certain areas. And then the comprehensive plan, you had MPO and RPO come up and different, you know, things that are happening with them and directions that you can go. And they have projections or would like to interject things, you know, that they would like to see or rules that you got to follow if you're playing with those. So, you know, there's always something out there. And this new comprehensive plan along with this neighborhood plan, it's going to, you know, help identify what this area right here, and it's not just this area, it's the whole county that the comprehensive planning, you know, is going to include. So you go everywhere from agriculture to, you know, small town living to area like Blue Township. So, you know, it's a major undertaking.
I think that's one of the things that I find fascinating about Pottawatomie County is the diversity in what the landscape is and the residential side of things. You know, you've got a really large county. What's the total square miles,
oh,
Peter?
Oh, goodness, I can't
about
tell
900
you.
Square miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles.
I mean, right. And that's more than twice what Riley County is.
I think there's 1,100 miles of roads.
Yeah, that was another road. You know, we're going to be talking about, you know, some roadways and stuff with Peter Clark here in just a couple moments. But when you take into consideration you know, the complexity of, you know, all the different dynamics that you have in Pottawatomie County. And now so many, you know, here again, there's still more and more businesses that are popping up along the Highway 24 corridor. And we're seeing that continue to grow.
And, you know, I think overall we have done we have tried to condense most of the growth along that 24 corridor. You know, that goes with the developments as far as, you know, housing. Mm-hmm. And commercial and everything, and keep that within a mile north and south of the corridor there. And I think over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, we've done a really pretty good job on trying to keep it, you know, within that immediate area.
Yeah. We have another phone call, gentlemen. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Good morning. I just got a fast question. That assisted living going up there on Flush and 24, how big is that going to be? And then I guess there's a church there too.
Stephen?
Yes.
Can you just comment on it?
I can.
Thank you.
So the building that's there currently, I believe, has 16 beds in it. The developer has talked about maybe doing another building or two, but as of yet, there's no... there's no plans in front of us to do anything more than what's there now. Anybody who's driven by there has seen the sign that says "Home of the Future, Home of the True Church," which is a church that's currently in St. George. We actually did a rezoning for that tract to allow the church to be there. That has passed, but again, we haven't seen any specific plans for that church. Although that's I'm sure imminent for a new church for that area. So.
And, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, that particular area, you know, with the challenges, obviously, of Flush Road and that intersection there. We haven't really been hearing so much about, you know, the intersection and some of the problematic aspects about it, Peter, that today, are people getting a better understanding that, hey, you need to be careful around here? The lights, the speed zone signs, having an impact on trying to slow things down? Because we haven't had, it seems to me like we haven't had nearly as many concerning situations develop there.
I think it's a combination of things. A combination between the measures that have been taken by KDOT with the beacons, the reduced speed, in combination with the construction we did in 2016 to add turn lanes, especially the merging lane for southbound traffic on Flush onto Highway 24. Those things have all contributed to a better sense of safety at that location. I know that there still are concerns from area residents. I'm not going to discount that, but I think generally we have taken measures. I say we being the county and KDOT to improve safety there, and I feel that those things have been successful. I know that people would like to see more, but the things we've done have had an impact, and I can call those things successful.
Well, you know, with the continued growth, obviously, you know, the traffic concerns, those continue to weigh in all along Highway 24. Talk a little bit about the plan that you have. You know, we've had the long-term plan about Junietta mm-hmm. Road, and there's some work that's being done on that, and you were just finishing up some discussion on that last week with the future paving of a portion of Junietta Road.
Yeah, we just finished the paving of the northern section of Green Valley Road to kind of finish off what we'd already started with, paving of Green Valley. Took it about another 2,000 feet to the corner of Junietta and Green Valley. And now we're turning the corner, and we're going east, and we're going to pave, starting the dirt work in October, paving Junietta that half mile east of Green Valley Road across the creek. And then once we get to the corner of Junietta and Moody, we're going to turn north and pave a half mile of Moody Road going north. So a total of a mile of paving that will then open up additional tracts of land for future development in that corridor. The part of the funding that's going to pay for the paving of that road came from developers who were interested in having those roads paved so they could develop. So that was a boon to the county to have that, to be able to move forward with construction of the paved roads.
Do you have an idea at this point, and Stephen, maybe this would be best answered by you, how big these potential developments in that particular area may be?
We haven't got any specific plans for particular developments, but typically for a quarter section, it's between 300 and 400 houses, depending on what they want to do. More and more, though, we're seeing sort of mixed-use type development where it's not just 300 single-family homes. It's single-family homes with a few duplexes thrown in there. You know, we've had even some folks who say triplexes or fourplexes, just to sort of spread out and give a little more diversity to the housing stock out there. I mean, it's almost entirely single-family homes throughout that entire district, and I think developers are noticing that and noticing maybe they can do something a little different. So yeah, between 300 and 400 would be my guess.
And then multiply that at 2.7, then you got another 1,000 residents in Blue Township,
yeah, exactly,
don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, Commissioner Waxman.
Yeah, this is kind of a ongoing project here, and I've been up there for 10 years now, and I've seen a lot of change. I've seen, you know, tapping into the Manhattan sewer, which has allowed us for, golly, what, 9,000 acres available.
That's been a big
part plus for us, yes. And, you know, we appreciate them working with us on this. And then we've got Rural Water, who, you know, up till just a couple years ago, they were fighting, you know, to being able to produce enough water to fire systems and this type deal out there. And it's essentially taken care of with, they put a million gallon water tower, you know, up north of this area. So slowly, you know, the long-term pieces of this puzzle are coming together. We've got Junietta and Moody. They're paved with, like Peter said, with help from the developers, you know, financially, which was a big plus. And I see that basically, you know, one of the last pieces of the puzzle is Harvest Road in the north end of Excel. and we're in the we're at the time we're in conference or you know I don't know what to say talk with the developer there that is he's gonna also we're looking at him being able to help financially on Harvest with the paving of that road. And I think with Willow Creek coming on, you know, if the last piece of the puzzle is this Harvest Road in Excel, like I said. We get those in, we get those figured out. You're going to open up, what, another 600 lots on Willow Creek. So, you know, with Junietta and Moody and, you know, the other areas, you got Nelson's Ridge and up there that has a room for more lots. I mean, you're looking at 1,000 or 1,500 lots that are going to be available, you know, over the next, you know, 7 or 8, 10 years. So we get the last little pieces put together, and I'm going to feel real good about, you know, the way things are going. And we're in talks with the city of Manhattan as far as a inspection, as far as the building codes. So, you know, we've done a lot of work. We've made a lot of progress, I think, and it's just going to take another year or two to kind of get everything put, you know, put together totally.
When you take into consideration that there's potentially 1,000 new homes in development, this could all be done, what, in the next
6 to 10 years?
Yeah. What's the impact on property tax revenue? Do you have an idea from that yet, what that may be for the county?
I'm going to go off memory from a couple years ago, and that's dangerous.
Are you talking about the memory or things that took place 2 years ago?
But I'm thinking that we came up with $37 million worth of construction, new construction, and what that generated revenue for the county on the county side only was like $120,000. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, with our low mill rate.
It's not as high as you possibly
think. It's not, you know, $37 million, you're thinking, you know, golly, there should be a million or two generated here, and it's essentially, I'm not going to say nothing because it is something, but it's just not as much as what you thought it would be.
You know, it's nice, and we've said this all along, that in this area, we're dealing with growth situations that are challenging. When probably, what, 75 to 80, last I heard, 75 to 80 Kansas counties are seeing declines in population and tax revenues.
You know, I'm not going to say it's fun trying to confront all these challenges.
No, but it's a much more positive scenario than a lot of other counties are
taking. It keeps you working. It keeps you working on the positive side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's challenging, let me put it that way. And some of these decisions, you know, that are made, they're not going to please everybody, just like the decision yesterday. And I always say that I've pleased, you know, 100% of the people. I've pleased everybody, but it's been at 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Because with every 50% you please, there's 50% that, you know, don't quite agree with you. But, you know, we just over the last couple, 2 or 3 months, we've taken over the ambulance in that area. And we've, right now we're in the time frame of getting a ambulance station. You know, we have remodeled the old sewer plant down there, and it's turned into a pretty nice, you know, temporary station, but it...
And where is that?
That's on Fielding Road. That's where the old Timber Creek water treatment plant was before we started pumping everything over to the city of Manhattan.
Okay.
And it's turned out, very, you know, pretty nice. There's only one drawback on that, and that is that there's a set of railroad tracks, you know, between the station and Blue Township, so you might have a little bit of a problem there from time to time. But
yeah, I think the director said he's going to be parking the ambulance whenever the train's coming. He'll park the ambulance on the north side of the track, so that way they do not have any impediment with the train going through.
But you know, this is something, you know, taking over that ambulance service, it's cost considerably, and Riley County and Manhattan they're dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we've come through this, you know, fairly well and got everything, you know, the budget, we got everything budgeted for it. And I don't think there's been very many hiccups on trying to take this service over. And then along with, you know, the ambulance station, I think we've got 2 or 3 lots on Green Valley where we're looking at doing this. Maybe add a, you know, add a fire station to that at the same location. So trying to get a little bit of forethought into here.
Is your and you have all volunteer firefighters there?
Yes.
And is that keeping pace with the growth? Is that substantial enough a scenario right now to where do you need to create a full-time fire station and personnel in Blue Township?
I don't think that question has arose, you know, has been brought before the commission. I think that at this point in time.
Well, I'm bringing it before you now, Commissioner.
Well, I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm worried about trying to keep pace with everything, and you're bringing it right back at
it's
you.
It's all baby steps, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just take them real.
And like you said, there's a lot of puzzles.
I get along real good because I'm short-legged. So
is that it?
It's not much stress on me.
We're going to take another break here, and when we come back, we're going to probably talk a little bit more with Peter Clark about some public works issues, a lot of road issues, a lot of, or not issues, but things that are happening, opportunities. Oh, my gosh, ever the optimist in here with Pottawatomie County folks today on In Focus. Back in a moment.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain.